And as you allow yourselves to get comfortable now, the most comfortable position you can allow for, this does become now your time, your space, and your place to become extremely relaxed and at ease, calm and comfortable. And as eyes will close, if they're not already, in just the right timing for you, as we start today by taking three big, deep breaths, slowly and deeply. Three big, deep breaths, slowly and deeply, as you begin to release and let go. Putting all your burdens aside and maybe not to even pick some of them up again. This is the time to just clear the decks. Do some deeper breathing like this. And open to allow this comforting. And as you begin to open to receive and allow it, give permission for it as well. As though you could just let it grace your body, your mind, your brain, your whole being in a way that does bring you deep inner comfort. And we flow this kind of comfortable sensation of relaxation all around and all through, starting at the toes today, from toes to heels, ankles, calves, knees, and thighs. Each and every breath releasing and letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. And just becoming aware of that flow up and down through feet and legs of calm comfort, a kind of tingling energy that brings you even more calm and comfort, so that that deeper inner calm can really strengthen even more as this comfortable relaxation sensation flows upwards through hips and abs, solar plexus, your entire midsection, releasing and letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. Allowing the nurturing sensation to join in a kind of warmth. Nurturing warmth along with that comfortable relaxation flowing upwards through the chest all around and all through into every nook and cranny of you. Right up into shoulders, releasing. Muscles in front and back on top. Just as though they could just simply unwind and untangle, release, and comfort even more. Drifting deeper. So that the deeper you go, the more comfortably relaxed you become, and the more comfortably relaxed you become, the deeper you go. And this sensation of relaxation now flows down through the upper arms, lower arms, hands and fingers, release as you comfort even more. Now let's turn your attention to the back area and allow this sensation of relaxation, carrying all the comfort, the nurturing, and the warmth across the upper back, releasing there, kind of clearing your slate, down the spine, strengthening your spine, releasing through that middle back area. and then deeper and lower in through the lower back. All the muscles, tissues, fibers soothing and smoothing. Smoothing out any rough edges. And from lower back, we send this comforting now all the way down the backside of your body to your feet again. And then if you were to place your attention right at the base of your neck and allow this flow of comfort to travel up over the back of your head, the top of your head, all around your crown, circling that nurturing warmth all around the crown of your head and gently down over the forehead, the eyes, the nose, the mouth, the jaw muscles, facial muscles releasing and becoming even more comfortable now. So that if we were to take right now one more nice, big, deep, cleansing breath in and release, we'd become twice as comfortable as you already are. Now, just for a moment, let's do a body scan of comfort, as though in your inner mind you could gently scan down from the top of your head all the way down to your toes. And if there are any remaining sort of hot spots of tension, just notice and begin to imagine that you could send in a soothing color of comfort right to that spot where you need it more. Could be sometimes on either side of the neck. Or maybe you found another place where a little more tension still resides. Send in the soothing color. Just internally scan down through your whole being and see if there are any other tight, tense places. Send in a soothing color. Let it remain there like a patch of soothing color that can assist and comfort, or perhaps even relief of any discomfort of any kind. Send in that patch of soothing color and allow it to do its good work for which it's meant to do, now and through the entire rest of this session. Now, we are today going to discover about an image that stands for love. So right now, with the kind of harmony of whole being attention in this kind of homeostasis situation that we're in, where all systems of the body are working together for your good, and just claiming this best effect that's going on for your whole being right now. Because even right now, brand new healthy cells are being formed. And so we want to appreciate that. We want to welcome that. And we want to allow for even more comfort for the new. And in this harmonious condition, as you drift a little deeper and focus within, you're going to notice a very positive sensation as any or all of your senses begin to heighten. Because right now would be a great time to open the door of your imagination and discover an image that stands for love. Just let it spontaneously arise freely up it comes. And as it comes forward, visualize and imagine what more about it. This image that comes to your mind that stands for love. And start to become aware of it. And as you begin to be aware of it, notice how close you are to this love. This love image that's right there for you. You see, in your imagination, anything can happen. And you might like to examine it from any position. You could take a little location shift, we call it, as though you could float above it. You could float underneath it. You could float to the side of it. And notice what else you notice about this image that stands for love. You could even, if you wanted to, shine a spotlight on it for more detailed examining. What else do you notice about how the image of love looks? Or what else do you notice in any kind of sensory way about it? Like, how does it move? Are there certain colors? Or is there a shape that you're noticing about this love image? What's the size of it? So coming to sense about it in any way, noticing even more, you might want to now really sort of discern what's the essential thing about this image called love. The thing that grabs your attention the most, the essential something about this image of love. What would you say is its dominant vibrational energy? And as you're discovering about it, what do you feel is the mood of this image? How does this image of love seem to be acting? And then, after noticing all about that, how does it feel for you to now be with this image? How does it feel inside of you to be with the image of love? Now, you know, for more discovery, as you connect with this image, you and the image can actually communicate. So now that you know how you feel by being with it, just internally, as you're experiencing this discovery, go ahead and let the image know how you feel by being with it. And what do you imagine the image of love has to say about that? How does it respond back to you? And just sort of let this communication come about in a natural way. Now, this next piece kind of interesting because if you can imagine it, if you'd like to, as though you could visualize and imagine that you and the image of love could actually kind of walk along and talk together, talking things over. As we get to know each other more, we kind of do a little walking and talking, and sometimes could be kind of interesting, might be almost kind of fun, depending on what your image is like. But imagine if it worked out that you could. And so as we're walking along and talking with the image of love, let's ask love, what does it want? Like, what matters most to love? And when you know that, as the image of love responds back to you, what matters most to it, how does it feel to know that? And just continuing, if it seems right to do this walking and talking together, tell the image of love what you want. Tell love what you want. And again, what does love have to say back to you? Just for a moment, let's check in with yourself and notice how you're feeling so far about this conversation with the love image. And if you need some extra support, you know there are lots of guides, helpers, and supporters that you could probably call upon. If you wanted to bring your wise something here with you, you could, or a light of pure positive energy. If you want some assistance, it's available. Just call for it. So we're communicating and connecting now with love. Well, if we wanted to know even more about this love image, you could actually trade places and find out more. So what does that mean? That means you become the love image. The love image becomes you. And of course, when we do this exchange, we always know we're going to trade back again. You'll always become yourself again. But try it on. And if you'd rather not, that's fine too. But a little imagining as though you are the image of love now, looking into the world. What do you notice? What do you notice through the eyes of love as you look into the world? What's your viewpoint as you look through the eyes of love? And when you're beginning to understand and sense that, also notice, how does it feel? How does it feel to be in the imagery of this love image? How does it feel in the energy of love? And we're just noticing. And now, again, as the image of love, look back over at yourself. What do you notice about you through the eyes of love? end, what would you, as this image of love, like to say to yourself? Looking through the eyes of love, back at yourself, what would you like to say to yourself as that image? Anything else? Anything more that occurs to you from this vantage point? Anything more that seems important? So when you're ready, trade back. You become you. Love becomes love. You return to yourself again. And really observe the image of love very carefully. What changes, if any, are you aware of? What about that vibrational energy of love? How does it seem now? How does your own vibrational energy seem now? What do you notice? Is your understanding now about this image of love? What more do you understand about love now? And what do you imagine the image of love understands about you? What does love understand about you now? And would there be anything more that the love image wants to communicate to you? Anything more that you might want to communicate to love? And then for a moment, let your inner focus find your favorite part of this journey, discovering about love. And what is that favorite part? And if it feels right, just heighten it and brighten it. And now let it settle in just the right place, in your mind, in your whole being. Your mind, body, brain, let this information that you've heightened and brightened about love find the just right spot to be within you. And notice how that feels. Now, since you've discovered about love and you've gone inside it and come outside of it, and you've really done a lot of connecting and communicating with this image named love, and as it is within, let it really grow inside of you, like this image of love could just get bigger and brighter and fuller and fill your whole being from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, like love could just flow all around and all through in your whole being. And then it even drifts over into your space all around you, that space that's 6 inches from your skin outwards, the mind space all around you. So you're like filled with love all through you and all around you, from the inside to the outside and the outside to the inside. And let it carry you right up to the top of your symbolic staircase. So with love within and all around, from the outside to the inside, inside from the outside, combining with your radiant image of you, of healthy you, filled with love, surrounded by love. How do you allow that to be of positive benefit for you? What if it could be so much a part of your healing process from the whole being on up, on every level, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, intellectually, like all levels of mind-body experience, whole being experience, love all around and all through, every step down reinforces all these ideas. With the left foot first at 20, going down 19, reinforcing it all, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Drifting deeper now, surrounded by love, filled with love, as though the door of your imagination could open just a little bit wider for you to walk into your very own place within. You know that place. It's very important for you. It's where you can just be all of who you are. And you can imagine walking into that place, no matter where it is, outside or inside, or maybe it's a beautiful color, purple, white, whatever it is, that you are you in all your fullness and rich, richly filled with the power of love that you've really discovered about in so many ways. And let this love image that's multiplied so many times within you to the 100th power or more, all filling you, all surrounding you in a buffer of positive energy all around you, let love continue to be a part of your healing process, if need be, or let it be a part of the next step, whatever that is, or let it just be all that it can be for you as you now rest and rejuvenate, as though you could stretch out in your place and just with any or all of your senses heightening again, notice how the power of love fills you and surrounds you and connects you in even greater way to your place, which is always here for you, where you can rest, rejuvenate, heal, comfort, calm, and find your truth. Find your truth. Be in the present moment of right now. And just gleaning the goodness of all of this moment in its entirety. Reaping benefits that you may not even know until they show up down the road somewhere. Letting the benefits flow in. Take stage within you. That means they present themselves to you in a greater, bigger way that allows you to be so present to the love that flows all through you and all around you. And so as we begin to bring this journey to a close for now, let love continue to work through you, for you, with you. Since you've embodied it and discovered about it, this image of love is now a part of you and all around you and through you. Let it continue to give you the goodness it's meant to give you. Let yourself receive it wholeheartedly. And then let yourself spread it all around as well. Because this is your positive focusing for today. And a positive focusing like this can only bring about positive results. And that is how your mind-body responds now, positively. And so, at zero, as we reinforce the good, the positive, the true, and the beautiful, the images may fade, but the strength of them stays with you. And now, at one, with a deep cleansing breath in a release, as we begin to come up and out now, two, realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being, being very, very comfortable. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. One, two, three, four, five, eyes open, wide awake and alert.